Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, prepare yourself for the only talk radio show you'll want to turn up.
Crank this thing.
Sirius XM Pandora presents the place where your hard rock and metal voice can still be heard.
You bet your ass, baby.
Unfiltered, uncensored, say whatever you want.
Hit the record button. Anything can happen, you know?
I know that ain't nobody out there came to be mellow tonight, now did you? I say there ain't nobody. I'll say there ain't nobody not out there that even wants to be a little bit mellow. Now is there? Anybody wants to get mellow, you can turn around and get the fuck out of here, all right?
This is the Trunk Nation Podcast with host Eddie Trunk.
What's up, everybody? It's Eddie Trunk, and welcome to another episode of the Eddie Trunk Podcast. New every Thursday. Anywhere you get your podcast, be sure to subscribe so you do not miss an episode. And as I tell you guys every week, everything you hear on this podcast, as far as the interviews are concerned, all happened live on my SiriusXM radio show, Trunk Nation, which you can hear Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Faction Talk, SiriusXM Channel 103, or anytime on the SiriusXM app on demand. There's also nightly re-airs on 103 at midnight Eastern, 9 Pacific. If you're only listening to this podcast and you can get SiriusXM, you're only getting a tiny, tiny fraction of what I do on the radio each and every weekday and a tiny taste of the interviews that I do. So please come on board and join me for the daily radio show, Trunk Nation. Again, Faction Talk 103, Monday through Friday, live 3 to 5 Eastern. Also, an extra show on SiriusXM on Mondays from 5 to 8 Eastern on Hair Nation for music and talk that rocks. You got the FM syndicated show out there. You got my new YouTube show with Don and Jim that rocks every week on YouTube, totally free. So a lot of ways to connect, a lot of ways to check out all the different things going on in the world of rock. This week on the podcast, I'm going to bring you an interview with David Coverdale, who, of course, you know as the lead singer of Whitesnake and also originally the first guy to ever replace Ian Gillan in Deep Purple back in the day, 50 years since the Burn album came out, Coverdale's first album with Whitesnake. And we talk a little bit about that. Coverdale's first album with Deep Purple. We talk a little bit about that. And we also talk about, of course, some Whitesnake stuff. And whether Coverdale is ever going to do anything again with Whitesnake. He had a tour that was billed as a farewell tour that was rolling through Europe and unfortunately was derailed because a bunch of different people, himself included, got sick during the tour. And now the question becomes, you know, will he ever resume that or will he just kind of retire? We get some insights on all of that stuff in the interview you're about to hear. So let's get to it right now. An old friend, David Coverdale. By the way, he joined us on Zoom, so if you are a SiriusXM subscriber, another benefit is you would be able to watch this interview on the SiriusXM app. But here's the audio. Happened a few weeks ago on Trunk Nation, on Faction Talk 103. We know him and love him as DC, David Coverdale, on the Eddie Trunk Podcast.
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
It is wonderful to be joined by an old friend who I have not spoken to or seen in far too long, looking and sounding fantastic as usual, the one and only Mr. David Coverdale of Whitesnake. DC, good to see you. We're doing this on Zoom, so I get to see you in your wonderful new haircut, and good to speak to you
yes.
again.
Silver Snake, mate. Gray Snake. Embrace the gray. Nice to see you, Sir Edward. Charming. It has been a long time. It has been a very long time. One of the few people I genuinely missed.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. So I guess before we talk about Good to Be Bad in this reissue, which I have right here, which we'll talk about.
You sexy guy. You sexy, sexy guy.
On Zoom, I'm showing everybody.
I have one too,
Fantastic box set. Let's go back, if we can, for a second. So Whitesnake, many fans have called in and asked what the status of the band is, given that you went to Europe, you were doing what you were billing as a farewell tour, stuff didn't go well, you got some, you and members of the band, various ailments, and you had to shut it down. Talk about how frustrating that must have been, David, and what is the future, if there is one, for you and the band?
Well, yes, it was devastating. It's one of my favorite chapters. The guys we brought in, Tanya O'Callaghan, she came on and just electrified the whole stage. It was amazing. It was an immediate hit with the fans of the band. Yeah. And Dino Jelusic, Pride of Croatia, incredible singer, fantastic musician. So I really achieved what I was always dreamed of, this Whitesnake Orchestra. And beautiful, no drunken sailors, all great voices, you know. One of the most exciting things, I think, at the moment is we're all getting, the Hook City Hooligans, we're all getting ready to mix the farewell tour, the DVD. So that's really exciting. It was heartbreaking beyond to pull out. That sounds awful. Yes, I've been there. I'm sure you have. Who wants the Catholic method? I swear to God. But yeah, it was a toughie. To come home unfulfilled was really heartbreaking. That infection that I had wasn't cleared until January 2023, as mind-blowing as I imagined. And even in there, there was a little bit of gunk left in, as to quote my ENT, in the larynx, which I'm just using nasal sprays now. But then I had to deal with the other issue that had happened on tour, which I tore my right rotator cuff. So I've got a couple of months of physical therapy to try to avoid. So basically, I said to the guys and the gal, please do, you know, what you have to. Reb, of course, has got Kip and the winger. Joel's just Mr. Workaholic. I'm seeing him soon. I look forward to it. I think Tommy's doing clinics. Tanya's working with our old friend Bruce Dickinson. And of course, Michele Lupi is working with his band around Europe, you know. So we're in touch pretty much every day, to be honest, on the Whitesnake thread. But I can't really make any promises to them until I get fixed, you know. And the older you get, the more it takes, the longer it takes to actually heal. And that's a big deal. But we're staying way busy, as people will be discovering, because it's a very special year. 20th anniversary of Red Beach being with us. The 30th anniversary of Coverdale Page, the 50th anniversary of Mike being blessed with a job with Deep Purple. It's just, you know, and my own anniversary too, that we just celebrated, Cindy and I. So it's a very full life to be able to tell people we're touring next year. I would love to. I keep getting invitations to Japan, but I really physically have to be well. Emotionally, technically, I can go out and do it. Physically is the question, you know. And to watch people getting sick wasn't fun, you know. It was tough out there, very tough.
And it's expensive to be on the road and have to shut it down and send everybody home or cancel shows. We know that that's difficult, and it's not.
Well,
it's
it happened. It happened. I mean, our mutual friend Steve Vai, once a snake, always a snake. He jammed with us at Hellfest, and then boom. It just went downhill from there. I was stuck in Milan for 10 days and just not getting any better. So we had to cancel Milan, and then we had to cancel Vienna. And it was just costing so much money to be out there and no recovery in sight. And I literally flew home July the 4th. And it took all that time to actually, and an assortment of the worst antibiotics I think I've ever had to take, coupled with prednisone, which I don't recommend to anyone. That's big fat face stuff, you know, right, steroids. Right. So yeah, it was very challenging in every way, shape, and form for a long time.
David, is there a side to you that would like to put a button on it in a better way? Or if this was, if you just basically became the custodian of the catalog and we're going to talk about the latest reissues, are you kind of cool with that if that's the way it kind of transitions? Or is there a side of you as a guy who's been this phenomenal performer and singer for so many decades that you would like to put a proper button, whether it's a proper farewell show or tour? Would you like to do that?
Well, really, Edward, yes, of course. There were two choices. One, to be able to go out. So I went out with people I adore, which included the Whitesnake crew, which were just warriors beyond. Japan, I'd love to pay my respects to. The US, my adopted home. South America, I would love to do this. A lot of people said, well, at this time in your life, as you know, we discussed before, I was hoping to retire at 69, which I felt was the entirely appropriate age for the singer of Whitesnake. However, it was not to be, that COVID bastard thing. But I had a blast with the musicians. There's no question at all. Tanya, who was so electrifying as a performer, was just brokenhearted. She felt like she'd found the perfect boyfriend in her band brothers, and suddenly it was taken away from her. So, yes, I would like to fulfill that rather than do a video going, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for 50 years. Or, you know, it doesn't feel right for essentially a live performer. You know, if you remember, I've mostly made records in order to have new songs on stage. You know, that's always been the MO for me, to create new music to take out and perform as well as the classics, you know? So yes, I would like to do that. But it's really, at times, it's gonna be dictated by my health, because economically it isn't necessary for me. I'm very fortunate, but I love, love, love what I do. But we do have 3 to 5 years worth of projects to do, to finish off this legacy series, you know, with some new stuff inserted in there.
One last thing about performing, and before we talk about these projects, including the new issue of Good to Be Bad. I was just telling you before we started talking on air that you live in Nevada, and I've got a second home now in Las Vegas, and I'm there quite a bit. So I'm in the state, even though you're quite a bit away. But I'm wondering, David, we see so many of these artists who are doing these Vegas residencies now.
Being
in proximity to Vegas where you live, would you ever entertain the idea of maybe doing a Whitesnake residency?
Well, that's the scenario. I've been approached a bunch of times. There was talk of us going into a residency like 2 or 3 weeks and then off to South America. This was for 2020. Of course, that was the whole plan. So in between Asia, go in for a couple of weeks in Vegas, and then off to somewhere else. And then it made sense. And then, of course, the Scorpions and I are really good friends for a thousand years, invited us to co-headline and to do that farewell tour, which was looking fantastic. We get on so well. No ego nonsense between either bands. So that was devastating to, you know, they found a secondary infection, which was the issue. I'd finished early, got home on the July the 4th. I told my guy that 6th, I think it is, the ENT. And he went, oh, my God, this is really bad. And he said, how long have we got before the US tour? And I said, it's 6 weeks now, before it would have been 3 had we finished the European run. And he said, oh, we'll have you up and running, not a problem. And I wasn't getting any better. It was like really fatigue and not feeling good at all, thick head, not booze related. But I said, I went back in, Dr. Hudson, there's something wrong. I'm not feeling any better with all of this medley of horrible antibiotics. So he took a sample and we sent it off to the lab and they found a secondary infection. That's one of the reasons it took a lifetime. So all the treatment I'd had prior to that was canceled out. It was just stomach turning to imagine what I'd put my body through with all of these chemicals to find out. And that's when we had to pull the plug on the US thing. But yeah, I'd love to do that. I'm not taking anything really off my fabulous Ukrainian oak desk. It never breaks, by the way. It's very solid. There's a thousand things I want to do. If I can accomplish them, I'm going to do them, you know? But sometimes it's God's hands, darling.
Yeah, no doubt. So one of the things you've been doing a lot lately is really digging in on the Whitesnake catalog. There's been phenomenal box sets and reissues. You did the 87 record, you did Slide It In, and now you did a more recent record, which, you know, I really look at this record, David, as kind of like the official full step back for you getting into Whitesnake again. And that is the Good to Be Bad record, which, speaking of time, blew my mind when I realized this thing is 15 years old already. Talk about the significance of this record to you with Whitesnake. The first record you made with Doug Aldridge. And going and revisiting this record, you've done a phenomenal box set here with all sorts of bells and whistles. So tell us about digging in on this one.
Yes, and it's still Good to Be Bad.
Good to Be Bad is its title, right?
It was Good to Be Bad 15 years ago, but it's still Good to Be Badder even now. It was interesting. When I put the guys together, the synchronicity that you and I have discussed, it was the 25th anniversary, silver anniversary, EMI wanted to do a special box. Scorpions called again, God bless the Scorps. This is like 2002, you know, to go out in 2003. So I said to all the guys, oh, we're just going to do this tour. You know, that's all there is to it. My wife was more aware of how much I missed performing than I was. So I put together this amazing bunch of musicians. You know, Tommy Aldridge came back, Marco Mendoza, breathtaking, Red Beach, Timothy Drury, and of course, Sir Douglas Aldridge, who can write his own check with me, a super guy and a super musician and a super co-composer. And we're still very, very positive, in touch regularly. But I'd said to all of them, look, I'm not sure I want to make another record. I'm not sure I want to get back into the overtly corporate. Music business has always been corporate. Let's not kid ourselves. But this was like all business people. There were no former musicians as A&R guys. Or that's where I could always tune into record company executives because they were all players in some way, shape or form. And now they're all kind of graduated business school stuff. You know, there's not a lot of, you know, the stuff that I enjoy working with record companies for. So I said, there's no plan for me to do anything. I think we have a great catalog. And everybody at the time, my agents, said, hey, everybody's touring every year because record sales are in the hole. And I go, well, I'm apparently still selling records. But we tried for the first 3 years touring every year. And I'm going, oh, my God, Loving a Stranger. I can't. I can't feel it like I used to, because I used to tour every 3 years, if you remember. You know, that was it, and you never really heard from me. No internet or whatever. Occasionally, you'd see interviews and go, "Oh, you must have a new record coming out." But the but this 3 years, I went, "I can't do this. This is, we need new material." And at the same time, a German company entered the picture. You know, it's that amazing universe going, "Well, okay, you're thinking about this. Here's a company called SPV. They're not corporate. They're a powerful independent company. And they've just offered you a wadja dough, you know, let's," and I said to Doug, "Let's see if we can create music as well, as comfortably and effortlessly as we've become friends." And it was, you know, I got Doug into meditating like 15 minutes before we started sitting down to write. And it was just flowed. And one of the guys I'm working with, one of the new hooligans at the Hook City, was going, "My God, these songs are incredible." You know, when we were digging into them and remixing. And when I was working with Dino, he said, him and his friends, who's got a huge musical community, he said, "We thought that was the best comeback album we've ever heard," which I thought was great, but I never thought of it. But obviously it sounded like a comeback record, because I hadn't made anything at that time since Coverdale Page, I think, wasn't it? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe Restless Heart.
Restless Heart. I'm not sure. Restless Heart, Coverdale Page. It had been a long time since there had been new Whitesnake music.
And, oh, my God. Yeah.
And so tell me about, you know, in a way, one of the reasons why I'm really glad that you've reissued this record and done this deluxe treatment to it is because I agree with you. It's a great record, but we know that maybe in some ways coming out on an independent label as it did originally and all of that, maybe this was a little lost in the picture. There was excitement back out doing stuff.
Yeah.
And I think putting this record under the microscope again is a good thing, because it proves to be very good.
But also, but at the same token, sadly, the independents in those days, they don't have the kind of imprint, certainly not in the U.S., most people were buying it on import, from what I was told. You know, when you start working the interwebs and have a presence on social media, you find out all kinds of stuff that normally you don't, what people like, what they don't particularly care for. So it's a very vital thing for me to be able to hear what's pleasing the people who support my music and what they like from us, you know. But the circumstance then was, this wasn't done on vinyl, this guy, in those days. So we've got this very beautiful 180 gram blue vinyl, which I've been assured by my vinyl pals sounds marvelous. So I'm thrilled with it. Since those days, we have a new masterer in Scott Hull at Master Disc in New York. He's just bringing a whole new vibrancy to the mixes. You know, but one of the things, the whole purpose of this legacy series is really for me, as I achieve my dotage, the circumstance being, I've been luckily involved in successful environments for 50 years this year. So a lot of, even though we use the top technology at the time, it pales into nowadays digital, what you're doing, the sound on radio. A lot of my old mixes sound like mud on quality radio. So it was an opportunity to get in there and go, right, I can afford it. I have a record company that supports it. Let's do it. So, and that's the important thing. I've got this superb catalog, superb bunch of songs, and they deserve the right treatment, you know, and they work beautifully. You know, I could never really put a Whitesnake playlist together. There was so much audio difference, so much sonic difference, and it was just frustrating. So this is an opportunity to do that, as well as put out new stuff too.
I think also what's really cool with what you've done with all of these reissues lately, including Still Good to Be Bad, is that you put out multiple versions of the record. So in the box set, you can get the original mix of the record remastered, but you do a remix of the record too, which fans, sometimes they're confused. Remixing and remastering, two very radically different processes. But for people who are purists and like, no, I want that original Slide It In or 87, you're not taking that out of print. You're giving it an alternate fresh coat of paint.
And rearrange the furniture, not necessarily on Good to Be Bad. Timothy Drury, a former Snake, superb keyboard player, singer. But a lot of stuff, I've gone to the incredible oasis, creative oasis of Derek Sherinian. Oh my God, are you kidding me? The illegitimate son of John Lord, God bless him. He knows I call him that. He is, as you know, just extraordinarily powerful, scorching musician. So there's one of the things after John had gone to return to Deep Purple, I thought, okay, now I'm just going to concentrate on the two guitar stuff, which is what we did. So it was basically just a side order of keyboards for like an intro here or, you know, Here I Go Again or something like that. But I just focused more on guitars. And then I was sitting and reflecting and thinking, there's something different. What am I missing? What am I missing? And it was that incredible frequency that Hammond organ brings to the Whitesnake identity. And I just got in touch with, I think you may, I'm not sure if it was you or whatever gave me Sherinian's number. We connected. Mm. We've never met in person. And I'll send him down. Oh, God, are you kidding? No, well, I live in the backwoods up here, Reno by sea, mate. It's not. But the, he's just, we get on terrifically well. He's a stunning player. And he's brought remarkable frosting, cherries, all kinds of decoration on top of, but really ballsy, and it fits into the Slide It In. And it we have John, but the 87 stuff you won't have heard yet, and the Slip of the Tongue stuff, it's entirely a whole new world with utilizing Derek. He's amazing.
Yeah, no, I know Derek very well. He's very talented. He's awesome what he does. You know, the last thing on the Still Good to Be Bad box set, I got to tell you, I was completely floored by this. So I'm looking at the back of the box and I'm running down all the different features, and you've got remixes and the original record and the remix of the record and the remaster of the record, and you've got some demos and all these things. And then you get to the Blu-ray video disc. And then one of the features on the Blu-ray video disc is the Eddie Trunk interview at the Cutting Room in New York in 2008 with acoustic performance. Yes. I forgot we did that.
It's a very popular scenario. It really is. And of course, sitting down with Doug, we did, what, half an hour or something there? And you were there with some of your that metal show cohorts that I first met. That
we were just starting the show then. Yeah, they were hanging out with me. I don't think we even aired yet, but I completely forgot that we did that. And now I've not watched it yet, but I can't wait to watch it because I remember us being there. I remember you and Doug. I think you kind of played acoustic, right?
Yeah, that was it. All unplugged. Yeah, it was just, we were hanging. It was really good. Doug and I just came in and sang these songs. We've got one featured on my Twitter thing now, my social media, of All I Want, All I Need. And it was just such a treat to work with Doug like that, because, you know, I started the Starkers thing back in Adrian Vandenberg days, you know.
Sure.
But yeah, one of the most popular things on these remaster sets, these box sets we're doing with people, hearing the demos, the basic idea of normal acoustic guitar, just jamming or whatever. 87 started that. We call them the Evolutions with John Sykes and I. So people are hearing songs that they're entirely familiar with now when they were a working title or no, you know, work in progress. And it's proved to be an incredibly popular aspect. Also on this, on the alternate mixes on here, we have the Hook City Harlots, who are three amazing singers, beautiful girl singers in Reno. And they just brought, as I've said to you for years, a huge school of inspiration for me is Motown in the 60s. You know, and if you take the big drums and power guitars away from some of my songs, and just had the Motown guys on, they sound like Motown songs. So I brought these girls in and they just wailed on some of these songs and just brought that R&B aspect to it, you know, which was great. And then on one song, a tribute to Stevie Wonder called If You Want Me, we brought in the Hook City Horns. So, I mean, there's these little, why not? it puts a smile on my face. So we're just adding to it. I can't wait for Doug actually to hear this. He's loving the remixes he's heard on the videos.
Yeah, no, that's it's awesome. So you mentioned other stuff coming down the pike, and last time we spoke, we talked about the Coverdale Page record, and you had said you got the rights back, and you were hoping to reissue it, maybe remix it. What happened? Is it still in the works?
I think it's it's called COVID. You know, I'm very lucky that my studio is 7 minutes from my home. So I didn't have to, you know, during lockdown, I could just drive straight from my garage, straight to the studio. We had an incredible aggressive lockdown. Nobody else was in. You know, we couldn't do anything new other than send out stuff to Derek Sherinian and stuff like that. So there was no in-person thing, sadly. But at that time, Jimmy wasn't in a facility where he could. He used to have a studio at home. He doesn't have that now. And there's no way he was going to go to the studio. And by the time things were coming out, I was ready to go out on tour. I had no time. So I said, please take the reins. You know, I'd love to hear a remix. I don't have time. I just don't. There's not enough hours in the day for me to do this. I've got all of these other things. It just got backed up. And heartbreakingly, we haven't done anything. I was listening the other day in the car. I'm driving. I went, oh, my God, I could almost weep. There's a song called Saccharin that was one of the should have been on the record. For some reason, Kolodner didn't want it on there. But I heard this thing and I'm going, oh, God, this has to be mixed, because this was just a monitor mix, you know, when we finished in L.A., Miami in Criteria. But I miss him desperately. I'd love him to take the reins on it. You know, I've got a full dance card.
Well, he should, when you consider that with the Zeppelin catalog, he has worked that to the hilt. I mean, there's been multiple versions.
Yeah, I thought this would be a great thing for him to get his teeth into. I'd love to. I think it's an amazing record. My suggestion to Jimmy, and I think we must have discussed it, was, you know, the fans would love a Jimmy Page mix and one David Coverdale mix. Vroom. You know, we have so many assets from bootleg videos in Japan and the rehearsal stuff and Jimmy's and my demos on a $50 single button record cassette player from Radio Shack, you know, when we were the original primitive. But yeah, it breaks my heart because it's the 30th anniversary and I was giving it so much lip service and just boom, COVID, you know.
But it sounds like Jimmy hasn't been overly interested in doing it. Hopefully he gets dig in on it a little bit. What else do you have coming down the pike, David? Are you going to get to, for instance, Forevermore and do this treatment at some point?
Yeah. That all of those plans all moving forward. I've got something very special for later this year. Most obviously now we're talking about this puppy, but we got some stuff that you and I will be talking again. I've got to keep some surprises up my sleeve, you know, just a playboy.
So in wrapping up the more reissues coming, you sound well, you sound like you're recovering, although you said you're still dealing with some stuff, and maybe
I have
maybe
two of the guys who
somewhere
two of my guys who I work with here are extraordinarily accomplished musicians, but they're also singers. So when I'm feeling confident enough, when we have the time, I'm going to start session day, days at work with for like 20 minutes sitting around the piano and just do vocal exercise just to get some confidence back for me. Because it's been a while. I'm in an incredibly blessed relationship. We don't scream and shout at each other, which is a great way for me to warm the voice up. But damn it, you know, being happy and having bluebirds flying out of every orifice is a choice I'd rather have. You know? But well, it's great to see you. And I thank you for your hospitality as always. And to Joel, glad to see you guys are still married.
Yes, Joel and I are still.
Are you doing? Did you finish with the metal show? Did that stop? Or what's the deal?
Well, it stopped a number of years ago, 2015. But you know, we don't stop getting asked about it, as you just did.
Yeah,
and myself, Don, and Jim, we are going to do an online show together on YouTube starting in a couple weeks. So we'll have to have you on. Well, we're calling anything, it That send Rocks.
Send me whatever you want, and I'll put it on my social media. They're rabid for new stuff, and it's lovely. Anyway, this Friday, when are you broadcasting, or are we live? I'm not sure. What
we're
are we
live
doing?
Right now. We're live, and then it'll be
hello,
on demand.
Boys and girls. Boys, brothers, and sisters of the snake, good morning. Whenever
this
Friday
is out
this week.
Friday?
This is the Friday. Yeah. We've got another video to surprise you guys on Friday. So as soon as we finish talking, I'll be getting on there. All right, my love.
Whitesnake, Still Good to Be Bad. Box set, phenomenal, great stuff. And DVDs or Blu-rays in there, multiple CDs.
Yep.
Out everywhere on Friday. You can order it now so it hits on
release
date.
And vinyl.
And vinyl. David, best to you and the family. I'm glad you're doing well, and we'll talk again soon.
And welcome to Nevada, brother.
Thank you.
God bless.
We're 10 hours apart, but we're neighbors.
Oh, superb. All right, Eddie. Lovely to see you again, man. Well done.
Take care, David. Bye-bye. Thank you.
God bless.
See you. There he goes, everybody. The one and only DC, David Coverdale. Well, big thanks to DC for joining us there. Again, the video of that, which was done over Zoom, will be available, if it's not already, on the SiriusXM app for you to check out. Interesting stuff, as always, from David Coverdale. Also, he also was a guest on my YouTube show that I'm doing with Don and Jim called That Rocks, which you can just find totally free on YouTube. Just punch in That Rocks. It'll come up. And a totally separate interview, but David was on that as well. So another thing for you to check out, and be sure to join us for that new YouTube show every week, mostly on Wednesdays, but we do change the day and time that we do it from time to time. So just check on YouTube and subscribe there as well. Again, it's simply That Rocks. And be sure to join me Monday through Friday for Faction Talk Channel 103. That's where you'll find me every day, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, bringing you Trunk Nation, and that's where the interview that you just heard came from. Everything is on the SiriusXM app if you can't listen in the live window. Appreciate you checking out the podcast, everybody, and I'll be back next Thursday with another all-new episode. Take care.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.